Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada County Public Records now searchable via NIDR Online. NIDR Online has launched a public records search portal for Nevada County, California, consolidating property tax records, property searches, and assessor data. Nevada real estate professionals working with clients who own or are considering properties in Nevada County, CA, can now access centralized public records and tax information through a single platform. Access Nevada County records at /state/CA/county/Nevada to streamline cross-border property research for your clients. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada Las Vegas Commission Update, 5.71% average in February 2026. A February 2026 survey of local agents reported that the average real estate commission rate in Nevada is 5.71%, focused on how Las Vegas commission structures work and ways to save on realtor fees. For NV professionals, this current rate provides a practical benchmark for structuring commissions and aligning client conversations with prevailing Las Vegas market expectations. Use the 5.71% figure from this NV update as a baseline in your commission conversations and pricing strategy. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.